Section 2.
You will hear a speaker talking about a hotel.
First, you will have some time to look at questions 11 to 14. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 14.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mary Taylor. I am the manager here at the Fairview Arms Hotel. Now, while our friendly porters are carrying your luggage upstairs to your rooms, I would like to take a few moments to tell you a little bit about our lovely hotel, where you'll soon be enjoying what we at the Fairview Arms are sure will be a fantastic summer holiday. The hotel was originally built during the last decade of the 17th century as a traveller's inn for traders going to work at the local market, and additional outbuildings and land for the extensive gardens were added nearly 200 years later, in 1888, when a local lord, Lord Fairview, bought the inn and converted it into a hotel for holiday makers. And so it remains today. The Fairview Arms Hotel has been operating as a seaside holiday destination in more or less its current form for well over a century. Of course, many of the facilities have been upgraded to meet the expectations of all of our guests. While the original buildings remain, their interiors have been patiently and faithfully restored, such as you see now here in the reception hall and foyer. Now, while on the topic of facilities available here for your enjoyment and comfort during your stay with us, I would like to point out that the Olympic-sized swimming pool has been cleaned recently and, while it was off-bounds last week, is now available for all to enjoy. Likewise, the tennis courts were resurfaced in our off-season and are free for all to use, although I should mention that the hotel squash courts are presently being upgraded and we expect to reopen these by the end of next week, everything going according to schedule. For the gourmands among you, I'm very pleased to announce that the Grand Dining Hall has just this morning been reopened to guests following a period of refurbishment. Diners will be able to enjoy viewing the original 19th century paintings which have been recently restored. At the same time, the hotel souvenir shop is currently undergoing an extensive upgrade, and we would therefore direct all of our valued guests to the nearby souvenir shop in the local village, just a 10-minute stroll from the hotel, if you would like to purchase any gifts or mementos during your stay.
You now have some time to read questions 15 to 20. Now listen carefully and answer questions 15 to 20.
Now, just before I let you go, thank you so much for your time and patience, everyone. A few of the hotel rules, as well as important information for you, our guests, to help make your stay all that more pleasant and enjoyable. First and foremost, as this is a seaside resort, and out of consideration for comfort of others, our professional cleaning staff included, we would ask that you wear some type of footwear, be it shoes or sandals, at all times when inside the Fairview Arms and not in your suites. We have also found that this helps to minimize the amount of sand being brought indoors. The reception area and the main desk that you see here behind me used to be staffed from 5:30 a.m. until 11:30 p.m. on a day-to-day basis, although now I am pleased to tell you that the reception is open 24 hours a day. However, for those keen on dancing, I regret to say that the hotel ballroom is undergoing some renovations at present. We are in the process of replacing the wooden floor, and so any keen dancers couldn't put a foot wrong by visiting the nightclub across the road from the post office in the village for the time being. As regards our own facilities, we hope you enjoy the pool, but be aware that diving is strictly prohibited. You may also appreciate that, as a family holiday destination, we ask that any adult wishing to consume alcohol, such as a glass of wine with the evening meal, do so only in the bar or the dining hall of the hotel. And lastly, just before I let you head up to your rooms to relax and take a look around the hotel, I must remind you that all guests are asked to keep noise to a minimum after 11 p.m. at night. This is to ensure that everyone has equal opportunity to enjoy their stay here as fully as possible. Anything else? Oh yes, there is a lunch being served in the dining hall at midday, which is in 15 minutes' time. Thank you again for your time and choosing to stay with us. I hope to get the chance to meet with all of you at some stage during your stay.
That is the end of section 2. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3.